Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. We just had some really big high tides around Humboldt Bay, so I figured it would be a good time to talk about tides and coastal flooding. There are four different contributing factors to coastal flooding. The first and most important factor is the astronomical tides. I'm talking about the rising and falling of the ocean due to the gravitational pull of the sun and the moon on the water. These change throughout the year based on the position of the Earth relative to the moon and the sun. Sometimes the sun and the moon are working against each other in how they influence our tides, in which case we get smaller high tides. But other times, the sun and the moon work together to cause really big tides. And this is what happened earlier this week when we had 8.5-foot high tides. We also had storms during these high tides, and the south winds from these storms caused the tide to be over a foot higher than they would have been without the storms. And this happens because the south winds push the ocean onshore through a complex process called Ekman's transport. You've heard me talk about Ekman's transport before because it also causes the ocean to be pulled away from the coast during the summer's north wind, and this is what gives us the upwelling of cold nutrient-rich water near the coast. But in the winter, when we get strong south winds, the exact opposite happens, and this can really increase our coastal flooding. Now, the gravitational pull of the sun and the moon and this influence from the strong south winds are the two largest contributors to our coastal flooding for anywhere along the coast. But in some specific locations, there are two other factors. For areas exposed to the open ocean, if we have large waves, then those can ride on top of the high tide and cause serious coastal flooding and damage from the destructive force of the waves. But even areas exposed to a wide part of Humboldt Bay can have enough wave generation to experience this impact. For example, in 2005, we had really big tides, a big storm surge from a series of storms that came through the area, and then we got 100-mile-per-hour west winds. And these winds generated waves on Humboldt Bay that rode on top of that super high tide and storm surge and onto Highway 101 between Eureka and Arcata. The last potential source of coastal flooding is high flow in a river or creek that flows to the bay or ocean. Essentially, the high tide stops the water from flowing so that the river or creek rises right near the coast and causes flooding. Now, with these four potential sources of coastal flooding in mind, it's easy to imagine that the worst possible scenario of coastal flooding would happen if they all happened at the exact same time. Fortunately, this happens very rarely from a statistical standpoint, but we still watch for this setup so we can warn folks in an area if it's going to happen. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.